Sheldon Cooper's Descent into Madness, day two. It's 2:25 a.m., and I feel the urge to urinate. My normal urination time is 7:10 a.m. But here I am, in the middle of the night, struggling to keep my mind sharp, and my pajamas dry. It's only a matter of time before my tenuous grasp on reality fades. I suppose I should pee while I still know what a toilet is.
Since when do you hum songs?
What are you talking about?
I'm just humming.
Are you sure? Sometimes when my brain really gets moving, it makes noise.
How does your brain feel about calculating the surface tension of the domain walls?
Let's see. Hey! I was humming. 1 point for Hufflepuff. What song is that?
Well, hum it again. Is that the SpongeBob song?
Who lives in a pineapple? No.
Whatever, can we just get back to this?
I feel like I know what song that is, but I can't put my finger on it. My country, tis of thee. No.
It's just an earworm. It'll come to you.
Okay. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. No.
Is this what we're doing the rest of the night?
I'm surprised you have to ask.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started.
Wait.
The Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids.
Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Hey!
Hello, yes, I was hoping you could help me. What song is this? La, 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 la. You don't know? What? How dare you call yourselves a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? My goodness, do you sing along to the greatest hits of Elvis Presley with that mouth? Well, they were no help at all.
Which is crazy, since rock and roll is all about good customer service.
You have a song stuck in your head. It happens to everybody.
Yeah, well, I'm not everybody. I have an eidetic memory. I should be able to remember what song this is, but I can't. Something's wrong with me.
I told you if we were patient, he'd figure it out for himself.
I was always afraid this day would come. This might be the first step of my descent into madness, where I gradually test the limits of public nudity.
Public nudity?
Yeah, that just means going barefoot.
Hi, Dave. It's Amy.
Oh, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Terrific. And pleasantly surprised to hear from you, given how I acted on our last date.
Yeah, well, we both made mistakes. You know, I took the last breadstick. You gushed over my ex-boyfriend like he was Leonard Nimoy and you were my ex-boyfriend.
So, to what do I owe the pleasure?
Well, I was wondering if you'd like to get dinner again sometime.
Yes, please.
Great.
Let me just check my schedule, he said, trying to seem like a man with things on his schedule.
How about Saturday?
Let me see. Friday, farmer's market with Jay-Z. Sunday, piano shopping with Elton John. Saturday works.
Oh, did you know at the United Nations there's a Department for Outer Space Affairs?
Really? Why?
They exist in case we ever make contact with an alien civilization.
Oh, boy, that's one of those jobs that's boring, boring, boring. Then, oh, God, where's the memo with what we do now?
Oh, this is cool. So, a few weeks ago, I set up a fan page on Facebook for our band, and I...
Wait a second. How could you do that without consulting me?
Well, it's not a big deal. It just took like 5 minutes to set up.
That's not the point. When we created Footprints on the Moon, we agreed that every band decision would be mutual. Now you're just trying to take over the whole thing. You know, maybe I should go solo. Someone joined up, Age. We have an actual fan. All right, this thing's bigger than you and me. Band's back together.
So listen to what he wrote. I saw you play at the comic book store, You Guys Rock. And then there's an animated smiley face raising the roof like this.
We did raise the roof that night.
Yeah, we totally did.
I mean, why do rock stars do drugs when this feels so great?
Why can't I recall this song? This is taking far too long. The urge to bang my head against the wall again and again and again and again and again is strong.
Put on some headphones.
No, they make my earlobes sweat.
Sweetie, why don't you take a break and do something else for a while?
There was a project I've been thinking about starting.
Okay, great. What is it?
I'll show you. Dear crazy future Sheldon, you were driven mad by an earworm. Your mind, once your most trusted asset, is now a sack of parrots and monkeys. So, I'm going to tell you everything you need to know. First, music is dangerous. The movie Footloose tried to warn us, but we wouldn't listen. Oh, wait. Everybody cut Footloose. Nope.
I would pay $1,000 to watch you cut Footloose.
This is Penny. She is your friend. If she offers you food, it's safe to take it. You probably paid for it anyway.
So you're really going out with Dave again?
Why not? He's actually a very nice guy.
He spent an entire day talking about how much he loves Sheldon.
It's nothing Sheldon hasn't done before. Dave's just a big fan of his work. Besides, he said he wouldn't bring it up again.
Okay. So where is he taking you?
Oh, he's coming here. I'm actually making dinner.
Oh, that's a big step.
It is?
Yeah, you're inviting him into your home. It's intimate. It's where your underpants live.
You know what? Good. I mean, I tried to get back together with Sheldon. He shot me down. Dave likes me. Maybe intimate is what I need.
You sure? You've never really been with a man. Do you really want to start with one that's 6'7"?
Why not?
Because it's like taking your driver's test in a bus.
Maybe we should post a comment back to our fan and thank him.
What should we write?
How about, we might be footprints on the moon, but your kind words sent us over the moon.
Someday you're gonna make an amazing grandma.
What do you want to write?
Something badass. You know, like, thanks for digging our vibe. We'll keep rocking if you keep rolling.
Dude, if I was wearing a bra, I'd throw it at your head right now.
I'll keep rocking. You don't do that.
Hey, I posted it.
So who is this guy?
Let's see. His name is Trent Monaco.
Cool name.
Yeah. He's 24. He's a DJ. He brews his own beer. He's got awesome tattoos. Dude, he's got a hot girlfriend, too.
Damn. I don't know if he's our biggest fan or I'm his.
Hey, Trent just liked our comment.
He is so cool. No hard feelings, but I'm throwing my hypothetical bra at him.
God, he won't stop.
How does he keep coming up with new ways to be annoying?
Nobody knows. That's why he's number one. Can you please go talk to him?
Oh, come on. I take care of him all day long. You do it for once.
What? What? Who got the gum out of his hair?
What do you want, a medal? It was your gum.
Fine.
I love you.
Who cares?
In my room. Stop it, that's mine. Why are you so strong?
Problem solved. Oh.
Oh, yeah, he got a tuba.
Dear crazy future Sheldon, this is a thermostat. It controls the temperature of the apartment. The ideal setting is 72 degrees. If you find this too cold, then put on a jacket. A straight jacket, because 72 is the best, and you're crazy. Now, this is your spot. You're very protective of it. When anyone else tries to sit here, you berate them relentlessly. It sounds mean, but somehow you make it adorable. People are also delighted by your love of pranks. For example, Leonard has no idea what I did to his coffee. It wasn't replace it with Folgers crystals, I'll tell you that much.
Hey, can we please get back to work?
This is Leonard. He's your best friend in the world.
Just stop it. This is ridiculous.
Sometimes he gets cranky. But you can trust him with your life. And he does more things for you than I can even begin to list.
Thank you.
Oh, no, he's drinking it.